The first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early, when it was yet dark, to the sepulchre, and saw the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they both ran together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet he went not in. Then Simon Peter came following him, and went into the sepulchre, and saw the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre. And he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. But Mary stood outside the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and saw two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Who do you seek?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away from here, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." "Mary, Mary," Jesus said to her. "Master," she turned herself and said to him, which she said as Rabboni. Jesus said to her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things to her. That same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be unto you." And when he had so said, he showed to them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Thank you. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "You receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted to them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe it." And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger, and behold my hands. And reach here your hand, and thrust it into my side. Then be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." And many other signs truly Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Thank you. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this is the manner in which he showed himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two of his other disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going a fishing." They said to him, "We will also go with you." They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught any fish?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find fish." They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he threw on his fisher's coat around him, for he was naked, and did jump himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with all the fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took bread and gave them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus said to Simon Peter again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Jesus said to Simon Peter a third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because Jesus said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked to what place you would. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you to what place you would not." This Jesus spoke, signifying by what death Peter should glorify God. And when Jesus had spoken this, he said to Peter, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, Lord, which is he that shall betray you? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said to him, If I will that he tarry till I return, what is that to you? You follow me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus did not say to Peter, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I return, what is that to you? This is that disciple which testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the whole world itself could not contain the books that should be written.